Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Dalcanton. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a line drive towards third. Schall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Auerbach reaches second base with a double. Roof moves to third. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parsons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Parsons reaches second base with a double. Roof scores. Auerbach scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parsons moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parsons scores. Theobald moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Savage pinch hits for Tom Bergmeier. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive towards third. Harper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from May and he is safe. Harper steals second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harper moves to third. Theobald moves to second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 3 in the game. Voss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Otis reaches second base with a double. Keough moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parsons bunts towards the mound. York fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Auerbach moves to second. 2 outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver pinch hits for Jim York. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Theobald moves to third. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-4 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins has Theobald trapped. There's the throw to May and over to Schall, who tags Theobald for the out. May moves to third. Voss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs is walked intentionally. Jim Rooker now pitching. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing first base. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.